Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
And welcome into Red Sox Review. I'm your host, John Lyons. Red Sox win a wild one in Baltimore, 12-10. The two teams combined for 22 runs, 31 hits in this game. I will be here for about another 40 minutes or so breaking down this game and maybe looking ahead a little bit to the rest of the weekend, a big weekend for the Red Sox. I'd love to hear from you, though, your thoughts on the game, on the weekend itself. 617-779-7937. Again, that's 617-779-7937. We're going to take a quick break right now and then dive into this game coming right up. So get your calls ready to go, and we'll hear from you right after this break.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Back here on WEEI, Red Sox Review, I'm John Lyons. Red Sox Review is brought to you by Nissan. Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store in Nissan USA today. See a few of you lined up on the phone lines. We'll get to you in just a minute. Red Sox win 12-10. Really a wild one, especially considering Corbin Burnes, with his shortest outing of the season, 4 innings, most runs he's given up in his career, that's 8. Red Sox get to Corbin Burnes for 8 runs. You think normally when you get to a guy like Corbin Burnes for 8 runs, you can kind of coast to victory. Not so tonight. In fact, those 8 runs weren't even enough to win. Red Sox started it early. Duran had a leadoff single, infield single. Next pitch, Willier Abreu has a double to put the Red Sox up 1-0. Rafael Devers, probably the softest hit of his career for a double, though, down the right field line. Sox go up 2-0, a 24-pitch first inning from Burnes. It was off to the races from there. Orioles get a run back on the third. At that point, it's 4-1 Red Sox, because they had actually, Devers hits the home run to make it 4-1. Then Jimenez makes it 4-2. Jackson Holliday had an RBI triple. Huge night for Jackson Holliday. Made it 4-3 Red Sox. Orioles tie it up right after a walk on, and then a wild pitch on the walk makes it 4-4, and it was just back and forth after that. I think the key moment was in the top of the fourth. Masataka Yoshida had a 3-run homer, 2 on, 2 out. He hits the home run to put the Red Sox up 8-4. Even though it wasn't enough to win, it was enough to get Burnes out of the game. The Red Sox gave themselves some distance. Later on, they were able to build on the lead. David Hamilton and Duran both had home runs against old friend Craig Kimbrel in the seventh. But really, and then, of course, late in the eighth, you had a Connor Wong double, Yoshida base hit. That gives the Red Sox their 12th run. But I mean, to me, this game centered mostly around the home run ball for the Red Sox.
Another 1-2 pitch to Devers. He cranks one to deep right center field. Back to the gap. Toward the wall. It is gone! Raffy Devers! Two-run bomb, and the Red Sox extend the lead to 4-1. So they pick up Cooper Criswell, who allowed three runs in the third, as the first pitch to Yoshida is cranked out to right field, sending Santander back to the track at the wall. It's out of here! Masataka Yoshida! It's a three-run homer! And the Red Sox have an 8-4 lead on Corbin Burnes! Kimbrel in the black uniform, orange name on the back over white numbers, deals, and Hamilton drives to deep right, back to the wall. It is gone! David Hamilton, a two-run blast. 0-2 to Duran. He swings and drills one. Deep right field. Forget about this one. Jaron Duran, a no-doubter.
That was the four home runs the Red Sox hit tonight. Again, they had 14 hits in this game, four of them home runs. The first three, Devers, Yoshida, and Hamilton, just all three of them kind of barely got out of the park, just over the wall. Duran's was a no-doubter, deep over that right field wall. And this was just a game where it felt like, you know, if you like offense, first of all, this was the game for you. But it was one of those where, as a Red Sox fan, you never really felt comfortable, because for as good as they were against Corbin Burnes, it felt like whenever the Red Sox either got to Burnes or then got to the Orioles' bullpen, the Orioles had an answer right back. I mean, going all the way to the eighth inning, I mentioned Yoshida's base hit to make it 12-9 in the bottom of the eighth. Urias has a sack fly to make it 12-10. Right? I mean, this was a back-and-forth game all night. So on one hand, you can feel great about the Red Sox offense. On the other hand, not so great about the Red Sox pitching tonight. Because as I said, you get to Burnes for eight runs, you figure it's going to be an easy night. And it just was not. But it was an exciting night. It was an entertaining night. And one person that was watching tonight and wants to talk about it now is Jay in Whitman. We have Jay on the line. Welcome in, Jay. What do you got for us?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Great win tonight against Cy Young candidate Corbin Burnes, who, in my opinion, should be the Red Sox' number one priority this offseason. But that'll be another call for another day. The point of this call is that I'll get to the game in a sec, but I think these next three series are going to make or break the Sox season. These four against Baltimore, they have three down in Houston, three at home against the Diamondbacks. And then after these 10 games, the Sox play 14 games against non-playoff teams, while Kansas City, the team they're chasing the wild card, plays 14 straight games against current playoff teams at the exact same time. So I think the Sox just need to stay afloat these next eight games and keep the wild card race with KC around 2-3 games back, because I think they're going to have a real opportunity at the end of August and early September to make up some ground with five games against Toronto, three against Detroit, three against the White Sox, who are dead but just forgot to roll over. And the Sox also have some key guys coming back. So they got Cassis back tonight, who chipped in with a hit. But more importantly, he gives you some stability defensively over at first base. I mean, he made a couple of really good defensive plays that saved runs from scoring two different times, two plays that I don't think Dominic Smith makes. So there was a double play ball in that second inning, first and third with one out, that got them out of the inning. If they only come away with one out on that play, the run scores. Another play in the sixth inning hit by Gunnar Henderson got them out of a jam with a runner at third with two outs, where there was a ground ball deep in the hole where Cassis made a really nice play. So I think even if he doesn't give you much offensively these first couple weeks back from the IL, I think just having him over there defensively is really going to be important for this team. They get Tyler O'Neill back tomorrow night against the lefty. He's probably going to be in the starting lineup. He's been really good for this team. They signed Rich Hill, which I know is not the most exciting move in the world because he's been on the Sox about 39 different times, but he provides some depth, especially given the state of the staff with Paxton going down, Pivetta worn down, and the struggles of this bullpen, which has just been brutal lately. And then you get the forgotten two guys in all of this. You got Liam Hendricks and Trevor Story, who both look like they may come back at some point if the Sox can stay within striking distance for a playoff spot. So you're 1-1 so far in this 10-game stretch. The key is just to stay afloat these next eight games and see if you can make some hay at the end of August and early September. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it, Jay. And that was something actually Will Fleming and I talked about on the pregame show, is this next week or so of games where you have the four game set against the Orioles. You're 1-1 so far. Then you go to Houston. Then you have Arizona at home. And Arizona, don't look now, folks, them and the Padres are pushing the Dodgers to win the NL West. They've been on fire. So if you can get through this stretch, if you can get a winning record in this stretch, but even if you go 500 and then you can get against maybe that softer win percentage wise, at least of your schedule after that, then maybe you'd be really in business for a playoff spot. So remains to be seen. They're 1-1 so far. And yeah, Jay mentioned Tristan Casas. I thought that double play ball was a huge point in this game. I also thought, again, he got a hit in his second at bat. We'll see. He hasn't played in the majors since April 20th. He hit 300 in Worcester in 11 rehab games. But again, he's facing pitchers in Worcester, not in the major leagues during that rehab stint. So we'll see if he can kind of build on that hit he had in his second at bat, continue things, and maybe, you know, not have too much of a hard landing at the plate. I don't expect him to come back and maybe hit 280 or 286 like he was in April before he went down. But if he can have not too soft of a landing, I mean, this is an offense, again, 12 runs tonight since the All-Star break. The Red Sox offense has been terrific. Their problem is they've been losing games 9-4, 9-6, or 10-7. They've been scoring runs and still losing. Tonight they score enough to win, which was obviously great, but we still need to see this pitching give them a little bit more. And again, it's funny. I was taking my notes during the game. You know, what am I going to talk about during Red Sox review? I got multiple pages of notes here because there were just, again, there's so much that happened in this game. So many runs scored, so many critical moments. And of course, as Jay mentioned, defensively, plays like that Casas double play ball, just huge. And maybe Dom Smith makes that play, maybe he doesn't, but Tristan Casas did. And that's something, too, that over the last few years, he's improved. And look, to Jay's other point about guys coming back, okay, I get it. Like, first of all, I'm not banking on Rich Hill to give me anything the rest of this year. He's 44 years old. It's his eighth time being signed by the Red Sox. If he gives me one decent start, I'll look at that as a bonus. Trevor Story, look, when he's played, he's been good. It's just, man, you kind of wish you still had Xander Bogaerts playing there, who was just there every day and hitting 280 and playing good defense like he did last year. But anyways, I digress. Point being, if they get those two guys back, especially Story, that's a nice bonus. It'll help their infield defense, which has been a problem, especially at home. But I think it all comes down to this pitching staff, and can they get a good end to the season from a guy like Tanner Houck and Cutter Crawford? Because Corbin Burnes, look, the Red Sox got to him tonight. 8 runs, 4 innings, tremendous by the Red Sox offense. But that's one of the best pitchers in baseball. And then they added Zach Eflin as well, the Orioles did. Red Sox really don't have a 1-2 punch to counter that, especially if Houck is fading. So just something to kind of monitor going forward. But as far as tonight's game go, I mentioned before, I mean, it started right away on Burnes. He had the 24-pitch first inning. Duran had the infield single. Abreu had the double on the very next pitch. Then you had Devers with the bloop double down the right field line. Red Sox went with a bullpen game tonight. Brennan Bernardino only got through 2/3 of an inning in the first. He was pulled. Zach Kelly came in, ended up finishing the inning off. Red Sox are up 2-0. And then Roman Urias has an RBI single to make it 2-1. Jackson Holliday, who had a massive night for the Orioles. Jackson Holliday is, if you remember, he came up early in the season. He struggled a lot. Had to go back down to AAA, came back up, I think it was a few weeks ago now, 4-for-5 tonight. He scored 3 runs, had an RBI. I mean, he was really, truly sensational tonight. And so many guys in that Orioles lineup were. They just got overshadowed because the Red Sox lineup was even better. I mean, Duran had 3 hits. Abreu had a hit. Casas had, of course, the hit I mentioned. Devers had 2 hits, including a double and a home run. Wong had 2 hits. Yoshida, 3 hits, including a home run. Hamilton, 2 hits. So Hamilton, by the way, 31st stolen base tonight. So he's 5th in the majors with 30 coming into today. He's got 31st one tonight. And I mentioned the second inning, Urias has that RBI single. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Then in the third, Red Sox answer right back. Casas, a 3-1 count, gets his first hit up the middle. Devers, 2-run homer right after, his 26th of the year. 4-1 Red Sox. Then the bottom of the third comes, and a really tough inning for the Red Sox. If the Red Sox had lost this game, I would have gone back and looked at the third inning, maybe is what did them in. They have a Mountcastle double, a Jimenez RBI double. Then a Jackson Holliday RBI triple. At this point, it's 4-3. By the way, all this is happening with two outs. They have a walk and then a stolen base by Cedric Mullins. Then they have another walk, which actually happened on a wild pitch. That fourth ball was a wild pitch. Runner scores. It's 4-4. Really a disaster of a third inning, but to the Red Sox offense credit, they answer right back. Right in the top of the fourth, Wong with an RBI single puts the Red Sox up 5-4. Then Yoshida has a three-run homer to put the Red Sox up 8-4. And little thing defensively, right? Before Wong's RBI single, Rafael Devers was on first, kind of gave a fake steal move that seemed to fool Jackson Holliday. Holliday goes towards second, which opens a hole in the infield. That's where Wong's RBI single went through. You saw Corbin Burnes express some visible frustration. And then right after that, Yoshida hits the three-run homer to put the Red Sox up 8-4. Burnes gets pulled after four innings. Again, his shortest outing of the year. Baltimore in the bottom of the fifth loaded the bases. Nobody out. Ramon Urias has an RBI single, makes it 8-5. James McCann has a sac fly, makes it 8-6. That gets us to the seventh. David Hamilton. And by the way, Craig Kimbrell pitching in the seventh. We all know Craig Kimbrell. Tough to rely on that guy in a key spot. Has been for years an issue of his. David Hamilton, two-run homer to make it 10-6. Duran follows with a solo homer to make it 11-6, which is a monster shot to right field, way over that big wall that the Orioles have at Camden Yards in right field. And then the Red Sox bring in Luis Garcia in the bottom of the seventh. I've already had a couple people text in on the text line saying not so nice things about Luis Garcia, because he comes in, felt like he had no control of his pitches, no confidence in his pitches. This is someone that came over at the trade deadline who had been pitching well before the trade deadline, comes over, and it feels like, again, no confidence. He hasn't been pitching well. Ramon Urias hits a two-run homer off him. Gunnar Henderson grounds into a fielder's choice, but another run scores. Next thing you know, it's 11-9. But once again, all right, that's the bottom of the seventh. Top of the eighth, Red Sox answer right back. Connor Wong double. Yoshida base hit on a 3-2 count with two outs. How about Yoshida? A three-run homer with two on and two out, and then he has a RBI base hit on a 3-2 count with two outs to make it 12-9. Bottom of the eighth, Orioles do get one back with Chris Martin pitching a Ramon Urias sack fly to make it 12-10. But Kenley Jansen comes in the ninth, two strikeouts and a ground out, shuts the door. That's probably the longest game summary any Red Sox review person has had to give all year. Nico Manganiello is our producer. Nico, would you say that's the longest one of the year?
Yep, it's definitely the longest one.
I mean, it's just
nuts.
22 runs, 31 hits, longest game summary of the year. But Red Sox get the win. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll hear from Alex Cora, take your calls, take your texts, talk a little bit more about this game right after this.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Back here on Red Sox Review, I'm John Lyons here on WEEI. Red Sox beat the Orioles 12-10, and now it is time to hear from Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who spoke to the media after tonight's win.
Throughout the game, it felt that way. They have a good lineup. We have a good lineup. It was one of those that the offense was locked in. I was happy we got to the eighth to get it to Marty, and then the ninth to get it to Kenley, and we got 27 outs. Let me turn that off. Sorry.
How big was Massa tonight? He seemed to unlock something since the end of June.
Yeah, good swings, good at bats. Smart hitter, and I think there's certain guys that are going to benefit from having Tristan in the lineup. Rafi, hitting behind him, because Tristan is going to grind at bats, he pitches, and then Rafi can do whatever he wants, being aggressive. Massa is going to benefit from those two at bats, just watching. It was a breaking ball in his own first pitch, the one he hit out. And just a smart hitter. He's in a good place physically and putting good swings.
You never see a night like that from Burns. What was the approach that worked so well?
I think we put good swings. Our lineup is a good one, and we see him twice already. So, just probably he was off a little bit as far as like his cutter. He went to the changeup a lot. He went to the breaking ball a lot. He had a great one against Tampa. Velocity was way up. So just one of those nights. It wasn't a good one with him, but he grinded with us. He's a great pitcher, probably one of the top five in the league. And, you got to tip your hat to the guys. They put a good game plan, and they executed.
Just to see kind of Jaron in the middle of everything tonight.
He'll be fine. Some tough days there, expected, right? And he has a great support system here. We're trying to, walk him through all this, while he's getting better. And he did an amazing job tonight.
I know it felt like probably ages ago, but what did it mean to have Get Bailey to get you guys out of there?
Two strikeouts. Huge, especially Santander right there. We actually prefer him from the left side, but matchups are matchups, but the game is a game. And he did an outstanding job with Kowser with the sweeper, and then he used the four-seamer to get Santander. That was huge.
What can you do with Garcia at this point? Just keep going.
That's the way he works. We trust him. He's going to pitch. He gave it the homer, and then he got out of it. So we're going to keep working.
What do you think about Tristan tonight?
It was good. It was good. We know about the at-bat. We know what he's going to do. He's going to slow the game down, and he's going to help us. We're good. Thank you.
That is Red Sox manager Alex Cora following the team's 12-10 win over the Orioles in Baltimore. We'll be right back to have one final segment. Take your calls, take your texts, talk a little bit more about this win. Coming right up after this break.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Back here on Red Sox Review on WEEI. I'm your host, John Lyons. Got a few minutes left before we're done for the night. So I'm going to hear from the people out there. Red Sox win 12-10. Again, 22 combined runs in this game, 31 hits. Red Sox get to Corbin Burns. early and often, get to the Orioles bullpen, 12 runs, 4 home runs, and they get the win. Let's go to David in Florida, wants to talk some Red Sox. David, welcome into the program. What do you got?
I want to talk about the beginning of the game, the starter. I mean, he pulled – Bernardino started. I know it's a bullpen game. But and then he pulls them after three batters. He got the first two out. He walked somebody in between. I mean, now – excuse me. Fast forward to the end of the game. If Jensen, who should start tomorrow because he's the only dependable pitcher on the team, he should start tomorrow. But anyway, if he blew it, I mean, you're going to have to go back to Winkowski. Who would have come in the extra innings?
Yeah, David, thanks for the call. It's a fair question, right? You're going to go with those bullpen games? You're kind of hoping for a little bit more from Bernardino. Even, you know, you go later on, right? So Bernardino only gets you 2/3 of an inning. I was hoping they'd give him one more batter, but matchup-wise, they want. And look, Zach Kelly got the out, so I get it. But Bernardino only gives you 2/3. And then Criswell, in that, you know, he starts to fall apart in that third inning. It's struggling to get him. And then you have to go to Garcia, who's struggling. Again, who was good before the trade deadline. He's struggling, though. You have to go to him. And it felt like they just had to stick with Garcia for the whole seventh inning. They weren't going to bring Martin in for more than one inning to pitch. They weren't going to bring anyone else in. They had already used Zach Kelly at that point. So it just felt like Garcia was the guy they're just going to have to stick with and ride it out. And they got away with it, but they gave up 3 runs in that inning. Could have been worse. So again, it's something that, like, they added to the bullpen. Lucas Sims overall has been great since coming here. I think he had the one bad outing, but other than that, he's been great. He got you some key outs tonight. He's been great, but you know, you can't roll him out there every time. Can't keep going after him. So I think it's something where just they're going to have to survive this tough stretch they're in right now. They survived tonight with offense. I think they're going to have to continue to survive it with offense, and then maybe things can stabilize with the pitching staff after they finish that Arizona series. But that's going to be the key coming up. Great win tonight in the standings, 12-10. Exciting game. Red Sox will be back tomorrow night. Of course, the MassMutual pregame show will come at you before the game. I'll be back tomorrow at noon. Got a special show tomorrow with Chris Schein. Got a few interesting things planned, a couple special guests. Hopefully you tune in tomorrow at noon. Have a great night. Red Sox win 12-10. Right up after this break.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Back here on Red Sox Review on WEEI. I'm your host, John Lyons. Got a few minutes left before we're done for the night. So I'm going to hear from the people out there. Red Sox win 12-10. Again, 22 combined runs in this game, 31 hits. Red Sox get to Corbin Burns early and often, get to the Orioles bullpen, 12 runs, 4 home runs, and they get the win. Let's go to David in Florida, wants to talk some Red Sox. David, welcome into the program. What do you got?
I want to talk about the beginning of the game, the starter. I mean, he pulled – Bernardino started. I know it's a bullpen game. But and then he pulls them after three batters. He got the first two out. He walked somebody in between. I mean, now – excuse me. Fast forward to the end of the game. If Jensen – who should start tomorrow because he's the only dependable pitcher on the team. He should start tomorrow. But anyway, if he blew it, I mean, you're going to have to go back to Winkowski. Who would have come in the extra innings?
Yeah, David, thanks for the call. It's a fair question, right? You're going to go with those bullpen games? You're kind of hoping for a little bit more from Bernardino. Even, you know, you go later on, right? So Bernardino only gets you 2/3 of an inning. I was hoping they'd give him one more batter, but matchup-wise, they want. And look, Zach Kelly got the out, so I get it. But Bernardino only gives you 2/3. And then Criswell, in that, you know, he starts to fall apart in that third inning. It's struggling to get him. And then you have to go to Garcia, who's struggling. Again, who was good before the trade deadline. He's struggling, though. You have to go to him. And it felt like they just had to stick with Garcia for the whole seventh inning. They weren't going to bring Martin in for more than one inning to pitch. They weren't going to bring anyone else in. They had already used Zach Kelly at that point. So it just felt like Garcia was the guy they're just going to have to stick with and ride it out. And they got away with it, but they gave up Three runs in that inning could have been worse. So, again, it's something that, like, they added to the bullpen. Lucas Sims overall has been great since coming here. I think he had the one bad outing, but other than that, he's been great. He got you some key outs tonight. He's been great, but, you know, you can't roll him out there every time. Can't keep going after him. So I think it's something where just they're going to have to survive this tough stretch they're in right now. They survived tonight with offense. I think they're going to have to continue to survive it with offense, and then maybe things can stabilize with the pitching staff after they finish that Arizona series. But that's going to be the key coming up. Great win tonight in the standings, 12-10. Exciting game. Red Sox will be back tomorrow night. Of course, the MassMutual pregame show will come at you before the game. I'll be back tomorrow at noon. Got a special show tomorrow with Chris Schein. Got a few interesting things planned, a couple special guests. Hopefully you tune in tomorrow at noon. Have a great night. Red Sox win 12-10.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.